The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
We have Carol here today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Carol.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing great.
Hi.
We're doing great. How are you?
Oh, it could be better, but okay. I'm good.
Yeah. All right. What's your issue today? Everyone that calls for, Am I Wrong has an issue. What do you think you may or may not be wrong about?
Well, okay. kind of a weird scenario.
Yeah, it always is.
Yeah.
My boyfriend, his name is Ty.
Mm-hmm.
And he is absolutely fantastic.
Oh, good.
Love him.
Yeah.
He's great. You know, the issue is that he's my boyfriend, but he's also kind of my boss.
Like, you ain't the boss of me kind of boss, or you work for him in a company somewhere?
No, I work for him.
Oh, okay.
At a company.
Gotcha. Yes. Okay.
So, you know, we're together a lot, but this is what the issue is. I want to kind of come clean and tell human resources, HR, and the management, you know, that we're dating because I don't want to get fired and I don't want him to get fired. So, you know, I'm just like kind of, let's just tell them because I don't like keeping secrets from
right.
them all.
No, I get it, yeah.
One of the main reasons is because I worked at another place, and my old boss was also my boyfriend at that place.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And,
wow. It's a thing.
Yeah. And we kept it a secret. Well, then management found out, and he got fired. And I don't want that for Ty.
I see.
I don't. Yeah.
All right. So did you tell Ty you want to go to HR?
I did. And he wants to keep it a secret still. Because he's like, if we tell them, we're just going to get fired anyway. So why chance it?
Let's
keep it a secret. We're fine. But it's not fine because at work, it's really awkward. He completely ignores me.
Yeah.
There's no communication. There's no...
Oh, because he's trying to overcompensate.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Right.
I mean, barely even any eye contact.
Okay, all right. Let's call Ty and see if we can talk to him and find out maybe some kind of compromise, okay?
All right. Good.
Hang on. Let's give him a buzz. Here we go.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Ty. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Oh, hi, Ty. This is Mark Kay and Megan, by the way. We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Ty.
Oh, hey. Good morning, guys. How's it going?
It's going good.
Great.
Going good for now. Well, listen, can we talk to you live on the air for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. Megan, you hit him with the news.
We wanted to talk to you about your girl, Carol. She is having an issue with not telling people at work that you guys are dating.
All right. Exciting things to wake up to.
she's on the phone, too. Carol, say hi.
Hello.
Hi, Carol. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Oh, he sounds like your boss.
Yeah.
I like to be very formal before I have my coffee.
Yeah.
Is there a reason we're talking about this on the radio?
Well, yeah, she's upset because she doesn't want you guys to get fired. So she said you guys should probably go talk to your boss and let him know you guys are in a relationship.
Sure, yeah. I mean, her and I have talked about, Carol, you and I have talked about this numerous times. First and foremost, I think a lot of people that we work with at the office listen to this show because it's a great show. But
thank you.
It's probably not a good thing since now, the cat's out of the bag if they hear this.
Well, yeah, now they probably already know.
I mean, we could change your names.
That's
I guess it's
true.
Too late for that. Never mind. All right, but why do you want to keep it a secret, Ty?
Well, I feel like no matter what, even if we come out and tell them the truth, even though they'd probably appreciate us, respecting their rules of, employee dating, we're still probably going to get canned because we've already broken the rules by not going to them beforehand. It's a very complicated, there's like a circle of trust, and if you step outside of the circle, you're no longer in the circle of trust. And
you a pothead focker?
That's exactly how it is.
Yeah. Okay. So you think that if you guys step forward and tell management that you're dating, you'll get fired. And Carol, you think if you keep it a secret and someone finds out that you're going to get fired.
Exactly. Because then we're lying to them.
Okay. All right. By the way, is lying to your boss bad? Because if it is, I'm going to have some issues. Never mind.
Yeah.
340-9595, 800-475-9595. Hang on, guys, 1 second. We have some people that want to comment and can maybe help you guys out. What to do, 340-9595. Hey, Stephanie, good morning. What do you want to say?
I just want to say that I used to be in a situation like that. I'm now married to the person that was my boss.
Yeah.
But at the time, they were actually going to, they gave the option of him either being demoted, and me quitting or vice versa. So in the long run, I had quit. But here we are 5 years later and we're married now.
See, so that's better. You'd rather have the man than the job, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that seems worth it if you really like love them and want to be with them for a long time.
Plus, he was with the company for so long before I even came there. So I didn't want to do that to him.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I just took it as, okay, hey, I'll leave. Don't worry about it. I'll go find another job tomorrow. And that's exactly what I did.
My wife was my manager. We worked together. She was my manager. I worked in the promotions and marketing department, and she was the director. And they were going to demote me, but I had the lowest position in the company. There was nowhere else.
They're like,
we want to demote you, but we can't really. So,
so what'd you do?
Just
care though.
No, they don't care. They didn't care.
They don't care here.
I feel like
it's a tough situation.
Yeah, I think it's the industry too, because in the radio industry, I'll be honest with you, everybody. I mean, Megan's dating a guy.
Everybody dates everybody here.
Everywhere you go says no fraternizing, but you know what? People do it. It happens.
No, I watch Grey's Anatomy. They're all sleeping with each other. Hey, I imagine in a doctor's office where you're there, or a hospital, like you're there 24 hours a day.
Restaurants, everybody's doing each other in restaurants.
Those, well, hopefully not in the actual restaurant.
Well, yeah, you know.
That would be
gross.
Hey, Sarah from Yulee, how are you, Lee?
I'm fine, thank you.
What do you think? Should they come clean with their relationship, or should they keep it a secret?
No, I don't think they should tell, because in the end, I think the guy's right. They are both going to get fired.
You think so? Do you speak from experience? Yeah.
Well, it was very similar to that. I actually ended up having to get a different job because we did want to continue dating. And like 12, 14 years later, we're still we're married and have two kids. So it can work out. But once people start finding out, they're going to fire you anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like in this day and age, there's something you could say, like, you know, racial discrimination, or just throw something out there that would make it. I don't know.
You
because people are
fired.
So scared to fire people.
Yeah.
Right? Or say,
like,
you're being sexist.
You.
It's because I'm a woman. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't do that because I'm not a woman.
Sure about that?
The woman part. That one will work.
Yeah.
Work.
I should try that, actually. If they ever try to fire me, I'll say, it's because I'm a woman, and see what they say. I bet they wouldn't.
They'll be like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Pack your bags.
I'll walk into the ladies' room and have everyone question me. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Should they keep it a secret and keep their jobs, or should they come clean and hope for the best? All right, Carol, look, a lot of people are saying, listen to your boss. You're going to, you know, it's nobody's business but your own, and you don't know what the company's going to do. So if you value your job, keep it to yourself.
I mean, I understand that, but there also needs to be that fine line of, you don't just completely ignore me, because that's hard.
So it's more the ignoring her at work part than it is the not telling your boss.
I mean, yeah, because I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like we're not in a relationship then at all.
Ty, do you think that you could work with Carol and not ignore her?
Sure. If I want to spruce up the lie a little bit more, I guess I can, I guess that we can have more of a basic interaction. That doesn't give anything away.
Yeah, why don't you schedule some business trips or something?
Yeah, go to lunch or something.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, good luck to both of you. And you might want to, you know, after we air this, you might want to have your resumes updated just in case.
Okay.
A lot of people do listen to this show, unfortunately. Well, I mean, for us. Fortunately for us. Unfortunately
for you.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.